Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, how you feeling now? You recovered?
Pretty well. I haven't done one single thing all day except...
Great.
Except mess around.
What I wanted to tell you, John, was this, that I was talking to Bob, and I would like to arrange that immediately after the dinner down there, that we have the plane, so you come back to Washington that night. How would that be?
Oh, I don't have to do that, Mr. President. I could spend the night here.
Well,
it'd be nicer if I did. I could be the next one.
Well, I want you to be there for your anniversary, though, right?
Well, that's all right. I can come back, and if I can leave there by 9, I could make it in good shape.
So, well, whatever suits you.
You're very
the
kind.
The plane will be there, and
well,
whatever you want.
Wonderful.
Whatever you want. You just, in other words, if the evening is early, you just might as well get on. Come on.
Well, I think it'd be better, though.
I guess we'll spending the night, perhaps, the British would be your favorite.
I think that's right. I think they would feel like it better if I just got left for the dinner.
Yeah,
I did the absolute minimum. And we'll be through. You know, we won't have. I talked to Tony last night, and so we know we're not going to have a whole lot to talk about, so I don't think they'll feel bad if I leave the next day.
Well, I told the president, whether Ron reported to you, that this whole agreement could not have been possible without your leadership. And that you were one of the most absurd jobs the negotiators have ever had. And you can be very proud of it if you've done.
Well, you're
hell of an achievement.
More than generous. I don't think that's true. But
I know it's true. The way you ground them down and finally cajoled them. And, you know, it's a way to work it out.
Well, it was difficult. It was tiring. It was hard on everybody, I must say that. It's
playing well, don't you think?
Yes, sir. I think it is. As I told you, we were gonna low-key it, so we've got some stories in the papers today, at least, that, you know, that indicate we gave a lot, which is all right. It's not a difference. But we, and particularly while these finance ministers were all still here, we
later on, we can talk about the fact that it means jobs stability and all the rest. One other thing I want to mention to you briefly that we can talk about at a later time. I had a note from Milton Friedman. He's very concerned about the money supply thing.
Yes.
He says that the $500 million went up, that Arthur took it down $300 million one week and $200 the next. And I really think, John, you and I have got to sit down with Arthur. Maybe we've got to do it in the quadriad so that it's on the record. How do you feel?
I think we probably do have to do it in the quadriad, but I think in the meantime, we do it every time we see him. I think he's just got to, because he told me and he told Charlie Walker that in separate meetings that he had met with the Open Market Committee, that they were tough, but that he did finally persuade them do what he wanted them to do. It indicated to me that the money supply was going to increase. Now, this was 10 days ago.
Well, I wonder if, you can't do it tomorrow, I guess, but sometime in the next couple of days, if you would continue to express your concern about Arno, to do that?
Yes, sir. I sure will.
You can influence him where Schultz and others cannot, you see.
Well, I think I can have some influence on him.
How did he play in this game?
Very well. He had some fixed ideas, but outside of a couple of things, we got along marvelously well. He cooperated well. He sat there. He was patient.
Did he believe the agreement was a good one?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, he thinks it's superb. He just thinks it's magnificent. And he thinks it's better than we had any right to expect, better than he ever thought we would get. And of course, he would have given more of it for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that, philosophically, he would have given a little bit more.
Yeah.
But he's tickled a bit.
Good.
With it, and extremely complimentary. Was last night.
Okay.
Well, that's good. I just want to know.
All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow, huh?
Nice to call. Yes, sir. See you.